It's time for The Buzz on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Good Titrations off Merhar Avenue, home to the country's first cannabis cafe. Now it's time for The Buzz.
All right, all right. Welcome to The Buzz. I'm Sean Tackey with my co-host, Brandon Emmett.
Yo, yo. What up, Radio Land?
Yep. Welcome to another installment of The Buzz. We're going to talk about a lot of fun things, current events that are going on. Obviously, we have to talk about the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Had one of the most, you know, notable cannabis consuming artists in the,
Snoop Dogg.
In the United States.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg got it done too, you know. And whether or not he actually smoked on stage, that prop bet lost. Though he did smoke right before because he was getting caught, you know.
Okay, consuming. So that was the prop bet, is whether he's gonna actually smoke on stage during the performance, because there's some pretty convincing photo evidence that when he was messing around with his soundboard, that he was ducking down and smoking a blunt. I mean, who wouldn't want to smoke a blunt before he goes singing?
Yeah.
And I mean, guy definitely doesn't smoke cigarettes. So.
Right, so it wasn't that.
Yeah.
No, he definitely was caught, you know, consuming a little bit while he's setting up and getting prepared. So.
That's pretty cool. And where was the Super Bowl held?
It was in Los Angeles.
It was in Los Angeles. So it's
so far,
cannabis is legal there.
Yep.
You know, they've got public smoking laws like everyone else. So, I mean, Snoop Dogg could have been fined like $50 or something. Whatever.
LA.
Yeah. And so no one's going to.
Yeah. Go and break his balls.
Yeah.
Who's, like, here, just open my wallet real fast.
Yeah. You know, the cop's going to come out of the stands and give Snoop Dogg $100 ticket. Yeah. If I was a cop, I might do it just because, I got to get Snoop Dogg a ticket. Look at this. I'd like frame it. You know, I might not even turn the thing in.
Right.
You
that's know? Funny. Yeah, no, actually, that's the thing. The Super Bowl was definitely forward progressive, you know, on a lot of fronts. Like Weed Maps, for instance, they created an ad that they tried to get on there, right?
They did. Yeah, Weed Maps created an ad, and it was based around the broccoli emoji theme, because there's really no cannabis emoji when you're talking about weed with your friends over WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or whatever. You have to use other plant or like fire or smoke based emojis.
Yeah.
And apparently this broccoli emoji is trending.
Yeah.
And so
I didn't realize that either.
Yeah. And I didn't know that either. I've always used like the little bamboo leaf and the fire symbol myself, you know.
Right.
Or you see the one that's like supposed to be someone who's like pissed off, but they're blowing smoke out their nostrils, and that's kind of become
the smoking one,
you know.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. The exhaling one. That's I think that was pretty funny. So yeah, Weed Maps, they tried to get in the Super Bowl. You know, they've got the money to do it, which is cool that a cannabis company, an American cannabis company, is that successful. They're not plant touchers, but you go to Weed Maps and you can find a place like Good Titrations instantly.
Yep.
You know, or some of our friends like Good Cannabis or East Rip down in Kenai, a few of the others that I, you know that are on. Weed Maps.
Yeah,
some of our friends in retail. That
quite
are,
a few of them.
Yeah, Grass Station 49's there. A lot of them are there.
Yeah, lots of them are. It's like everyone's go-to to quickly find a dispensary, especially for people that are tourists, you know? And you know you can use it when you go to different areas. You just pull up a location.
Yeah, remember when we were in Vegas, we wanted to go to Planet 13.
Yeah.
And so we pulled up Weed Maps.
And there you go.
Maybe Weed Maps should be paying us. We're definitely plugging them right here. But their commercial's pretty funny. You want to
pay them. Let me dig that one up real fast.
Let's, hold on. Yeah, you guys got to hear this. It's pretty hilarious.
All right.
Maybe we can ad lib it a little bit.
Come on. I'm an icon.
So this is the broccoli guy talking right now.
Yeah,
this
is
the dude dressed up as a piece of broccoli in the shower.
Since we can't talk about cannabis publicly,
and covering ranch
my likeness
on everything he's eating
is being used as a safe substitute. Well, Brock?
Hi.
Oh, hi indeed.
I
don't see the resemblance.
No, that's the only reason I got it. Oh, hey, where are you headed? On your break?
Finance meeting, Janet.
Okay,
finance meeting.
Go get that green.
This poor guy.
You're not even.
It's like the case of mistaken
anymore.
Identity, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even subtle anymore.
No.
Oh, there you are.
Hey, Susan.
Let's hotbox this.
It's taking over my life. Cannabis is here to stay. That's great. But can we just call it what it is? I'm broccoli. I mean, you guys get it.
And the other two people are dressed like a pot.
Leaf?
And a maple leaf.
That's messed up.
He's like getting misused.
That's messed up, man. Yeah.
Cannabis is here. Let's talk about it. Yeah, the message right on there.
Yeah, and yeah, cannabis is here to stay. I think that was a really thoughtful ad. It was funny. It presented the cannabis community in a, you know, a humorous but intelligent light.
Yeah.
And I think that the, you know, future Super Bowls might see more cannabis themed ads as our industry progresses and as people become more accustomed to the normalization of cannabis.
Yep.
I mean,
and this is helping normalize.
Could be the broccoli guy could be just like the Budweiser Clydesdales.
Right.
Someday. I mean, everyone knows a Budweiser Clydesdales. I don't even like Budweiser that much. I know the freaking Clydesdales.
Yeah, absolutely. Or even the Frogs back in the day.
Oh, the Frogs. Budweiser. Yeah,
some of those ads, man, the classic ones are pretty funny. Like, I actually felt kind of bummed about the ads. There weren't that many great ones.
They weren't all that great.
Like, Peacock spent a ton of money, man. Like,
they did. I give those fools $4.99 a month. I was hoping for a better commercial. But.
Oh, man, they had, like, I think, like, four or five of the commercials that I watched.
Yeah.
They had that many.
Yeah, and of them, you know? You know, for sports fans who are into sports that are outside of the mainstream here in America, stuff that would be very popular overseas, like rugby,
football,
wrestling, yeah, football, aka soccer.
Yeah,
Peacock's a place to go.
Ah.
You know, like if you want to watch rugby sevens, you go to Peacock. You want to watch international wrestling, you go to Peacock.
Yeah.
Lots of the, you know, football games, you know, soccer games that aren't, you know, American Premier League, because that's becoming pretty popular on TV now.
Yeah.
Those are all on Peacock, but I thought they could add some better ads. I agree.
Well, yeah, a lot of them weren't that crazy funny, but like, yeah, they got their message across, but
yeah,
it's just not the same as, you know. And
so one company that,
this
that
one is
did
great.
Have a really
this
good
is,
ad was
this is Skechers. Right?
Skechers, yeah. Let's.
This is like the epitome of a perfect example of like normalizing cannabis without saying it, because we'll hit play, but before I do hit play, I'm going to just give you what you see in the picture, because it's Willie Nelson. You can hear him. But he's wearing a shirt that says legalize on it.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's a Willie Nelson marijuana icon.
And I think, you know, listeners young and old, everybody knows who Willie Nelson is. He's one of the most famous people in the country. He's one of the most famous, oldest, most iconic stoners.
Yep.
And what's cool, he's a country and western singer too, you know,
yeah,
and a folk artist. And it's really cool to see how, you know, cannabis bucks genres, because he's considered like the OG of country and really troubadourism, aka singing poetry.
Right.
And he's this monster stoner, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like nice that they throw that in, and then they have, you know, a Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre concert.
Yeah.
So, like, you have a big mix of, you know, different genres in them all basically conveying a positive cannabis.
Yeah, exactly. You have someone like Snoop Dogg and then someone like Willie Nelson, and their fans might never, you know, meet or cross paths at a concert or whatever, but both superstars in their own right.
Yep.
And both not just cannabis consumers, but cannabis advocates.
Absolutely. So here, we're going to run this ad real fast so you can hear it, because it's pretty amazing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. I fought for the legalization of the one thing that can bring comfort to millions, Skechers. You see, Skechers shouldn't be illegal. They help so many.
Willie, I don't think Skechers are illegal anywhere.
But to feel so good, I just assume the man made them illegal. Not even a little illegal, like you can wear them to a concert, but not to a kid's soccer game.
You can wear Skechers anyway.
Well, pass the Skechers. Skechers.
That's awesome.
Comfort.
Dude, that one is epic.
Yeah, and like, so those guys toe the line really well. So,
pun intended. So,
yeah, exactly. It's just a shoe commercial, but a very cannabis-themed ad with a legalization message speaking to the hypocrisy of the last bit of prohibition that we have in this country. I think that's great. I mean, aside from just being a gigantic Willie Nelson fan.
Right.
I thought that was really well done. They got a cannabis ad out.
Yep.
And didn't break any of the rules that the
you know, FCC has an issue.
FCC would have an issue with, you know.
Get to air theirs, right?
Exactly, because they are a cannabis company.
It's all cannabis. And
yeah, even though they're not plant touchers, it's a cannabis ad.
Yeah.
This was a shoe ad, so I thought that was pretty cool.
It was. It was well done. Very smart.
Yeah.
Definitely will have people thinking and talking about it. That's all you need.
For I saw that. I was cracking up like, oh, that's awesome. I have to put on some Willie Nelson. So.
Right. Overall, the game was good, though. I was happy to see the turnout, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game.
It was a great game. It's always to the end. It wasn't a blowout where you're like, this is just
sucks. It was back and forth, you know. Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Definitely got pretty stoned.
Yeah, yep.
It's always cool to get baked and watch the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've said this 100 times. You know, obviously we're building a theme here of being sports fans and being cannabis consumers. But the NFL, you know, they're becoming much more progressive on cannabis use, or being open about players' cannabis use, and just all of the, you know, again, this speaks to some of our previous shows, but there's just so many benefits for athletes to use cannabis versus other drugs, alcohol, whatever, you know, and it's just cool to see that, see the progression from the NFL about their athletes and about using cannabis.
Yeah, but of, you know, other sports scandals, right? There's the Olympics. Dun, dun, dun. Shikari Richardson. And then this Russian skater. I don't remember her name. Yeah,
what is her name? Let's get our facts straight here. So, there is a big debate going on between what happened to Shikari Richardson, who is America's best 100-meter female sprinter. She's expected to at least take bronze in the Summer Olympics, if not silver or gold, but definitely a top three sprinter on the planet. And then we've got Kamila Valieva of the Russian Olympic Committee.
There you go.
And, you know, she's still a minor. So she's 15. So I think that weighed into it a little bit. But what happened to Shikari Richardson is she consumed cannabis legally in Oregon at the Olympic trials. So she had won the Olympic trials for women in the 100 meter, and she had been using cannabis, she said medicinally, to deal with some trauma that she had had in her life, which is totally legitimate.
Oh, absolutely.
No one is going to say that cannabis is a performance-enhancing drug, especially after it wears off, you know?
Yeah.
But the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, when she failed the test for cannabis, they gave her a 30-day suspension, which effectively banned her from Olympic competition in the Summer Games.
Right.
Now we have Kamila Valieva, a figure skater from the Russian Olympic Committee, and she tested positive for heart medication. That is generally used for people that have a heart condition, but it can be used as a performance-enhancing drug in someone who is an athlete because it keeps your heart rate steady and gives you the what's called inotropy, the ability for your heart to pump harder but not faster. So it makes your heart more efficient. And there's no reason that a healthy 15-year-old girl should be using
that substance,
heart medication, because it's, as far as we know, you know, Russia is pretty nebulous, but as far as we know, that there's no underlying condition there. But because the Russian Olympic Committee hid that, and then when she went to competition, it came out. But I think there's some hypocrisy there, because the Olympic Committee said, okay, well, even though Shikari Richardson's results came out earlier and Valieva's results came out during the games, cannabis bad, heart medication for the Russians, whatever, we're gonna let it slide. And I guess there's some ongoing drama, like, even if Valieva wins, they might not award medals or release the medals or something, like, but they're still letting her compete. And I think that the
hypocrisy,
and I think that Richardson got a raw deal.
Oh, absolutely.
I think that she should have been able to compete. I don't think that cannabis should be a prohibited substance. for the Olympic Games.
I agree. And I think it's going to change, too, here in a little while.
I hope so. Because, I mean, how many notable stoners do we have as Olympic champions just in this country alone?
Quite a few. Michael Phelps, for one.
Michael Phelps.
Sha'Carri Richardson.
Yeah. Sean White.
Sean White, for sure.
Yeah. And these guys never got, you know, quote unquote, busted
right
before the games. But they
use right then, but then right after they win, their celebration
exactly,
is that.
Exactly. Open about their, you know, Sean White is like a cannabis champ because he's totally open about his use. He's like, yeah, I don't use it before the games because it's banned, but I would. And then afterwards, I've seen smoking bowls. Michael Phelps, I think, got a lot more heat because he was supposed to be this
golden boy image. Yeah.
And
like, oh, we busted him at a party holding the bong. Like,
and
the
they pressured him, and he did an apology and stuff. But I don't think he should have had to.
No, he definitely should not have to. But, hey, yeah, we actually need to run off to our first commercial break. We'll be back here shortly. You've been listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live on KFARradio.com.
More of The Buzz will continue right after this.
Since legalization, Good Titrations has been producing the finest products that you now enjoy legally with products throughout the state of Alaska. Well, now Good Titrations has their own retail store right here in Fairbanks at 506 Merhar Avenue, just off the Johansson, a full cannabis retail shop, including products in flower, edible, and concentrate form, plus accessories and an impressive group of bud tenders that can help match the right product just for you. And coming soon, Fairbanks' first cannabis cafe, courtesy of Good Titrations off Merhar Avenue, online at goodtitrations.com. License number 10827.
Marijuana has intoxicating effects and may be habit-forming and addictive. Marijuana impairs concentration, coordination, and judgment. Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under its influence. There are health risks associated with consumption of marijuana. For use only by adults 21 and older, keep out of reach of children. Marijuana should not be used by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding.
This message is brought to you by Good Titration.
License number 20827.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Now, back to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, brought to you by Good Titrations.
All right. Welcome back to The Buzz. We were just actually talking about Super Bowl ads and about the Olympics, but we're going to switch gears
transition
for a
little bit. Yeah.
We're going to talk about some events, you know, like things that we've been holding over at Good Titrations. We, on Thursday, the 17th, just now, we had Ukulele Russ come. Show was really good.
That guy's awesome.
Decent
turnout.
He's
so funny.
Yeah, funny, exactly.
If you've never heard a 40-year-old weightlifter perform Share, Believe, you got to watch Ukulele Russ.
You got to come check it out.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah, next time. He's pretty great.
Yeah, but we've been adding more and more events. So on the 24th, we're going to have another trivia night.
Yep.
We had a cookie decorating
event. That was really cool. Yeah, our Valentine's cookie decorating, that was a big hit. There was a ton of people in there.
Yeah.
Got to get stoned and make art happen.
Yep, got like 13
really cool.
of the 15 slots sold, so it almost sold out. And then, we have another comedy show coming up as well. So on March 3rd, if you don't get your tickets now, you should get them soon.
Yeah, get them now because it's going to be sold out. They sell out every time. I mean, it's really the coolest place to be in the city. That night, sold out comedy show, first class comics, in a cannabis cafe.
And the event is like, it's so more intimate too. Like you're like right there looking at the comedian. Like you're within a few feet of him if you get the right seat.
Exactly.
It's only $25.
That's a great price.
It is.
Especially for these comics. I mean, everyone that we bring up has been on the Tonight Show or Good Morning America or has...
Last Comic Standing finalists, you know.
Exactly.
They're good.
These aren't random schmucks we pulled off the street. Like, these are national...
But Jerry pulls off the street. We should definitely make sure we give,
Jerry
and Glenn are the...
Jerry and Glenn are the guys that hook it up.
For them doing it, because they're running it through their company, Alaska Comedy, and so... They're the production company, and they have all these relationships with these comics that they're able to bring up. And so we keep trying to push it and bring more people up. And so we have Jamie Lissau, who was one of our surprise guests on Top of the Roof one day.
First one. That guy was hilarious.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, so he'll be back.
He and I really liked his shtick, too, because it was the... If you've never been to Alaska before, you learn all of these things sort of thing. I'm not going to try to recreate his jokes, it was pretty funny him just being like, "Oh my gosh, you know, this place is crazy," and telling like, his antics. He's like, "Wow, yeah, I got to come back." So we'd be pretty excited to have him back here.
Oh, absolutely.
And yeah, working with Alaska Comedy is great. It makes it so easy on us and any business that's out there that's looking to, you know, get into the comedy club scene should hit these guys up. Because we as business owners and, you know, cafe operators, all we have to do is maintain the relationship with Glenner and Jerry. And they do pretty much everything. They get the comics. They do the promotion.
Yeah.
We provide the space. Yeah. It just works. You know, sold out show every time. What more could you ask for?
Yep. No, they're easy to work with. And then also, you're interested in becoming a comic, each year they do the Funny Festival where you get to go and sign up for a class and you get taught by them as well as whichever comic they've brought up.
Yeah.
So you actually end up learning how to do stand-up bits.
Kind of learn the form a little bit.
Learn the form, learn how to do your deliveries. It's always a great program. We even have regular customer, one of them that was actually in the Funny Festival.
Yeah, Lyle, the... Yoga instructor.
Lyle, the yoga instructor, and he's actually, we're talking about possibly having him do yoga classes.
Yeah.
Sundays.
On Sunday mornings.
Yep. That's kind of where we're going.
Which, if you've never done yoga before, probably one of the chillest places to do yoga is at a pot shop. Sean, you and our friend Chris from Boyle and I, we went and did yoga that one morning at Enlighten, Alaska. On Spinard in Anchorage. And that was just awesome.
It was a great time. Definitely like get a little pre-roll break in beforehand.
Exactly. kind of get a feel for it. So yeah, if you want to check out yoga, come and come on. What do you know what time that is on Sunday morning?
I don't know if we're doing it tomorrow or not. But
the coming weeks it's going to be a thing.
It's going to be a thing. We open at 8, so I'm assuming it would be sometime between 8 and 10.
Yeah.
We're going to go for earlier.
Great way to start your morning. Come in, get a coffee, do some yoga, you know, center your chi.
And then go about your day. Tackle the rest of the Sunday.
That's right, yeah.
Start that Sunday fun day off right.
Right. Yeah, I mean, no better way to start off a party day than with a little yoga.
Right. You know. Any other marijuana-related news? Anything that's going on here in Alaska?
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything huge that's happened.
So, you know, kind of par for the course. We've got the political stuff going on. Alaska Marijuana Industry Association, which is the state's only industry association. We're a statewide industry association. We don't have any other competing organizations, which is actually kind of great because we basically have the platform. You know, we'd like to see some more members, but it's cool because we're not like Washington or Oregon where we have these competing organizations and there's competing interests, you know. And so Alaska Marijuana Industry Association has really established itself as the go-to. Our company is one of the founders, of course.
Yeah.
Well, both Sean and I were on the
original board.
The original board, yeah. So anyways, one thing that the AMIA is working on right now is trying to get Representative Hopkins tax task force bill to the finish line so we can take a meaningful look at Alaska's marijuana taxes, which in our humble opinion are broken.
Yeah.
They don't work.
Without a doubt.
We got an immobile tax floor. We could probably go on for a whole show about economics, but you can't put an immobile tax floor on an agricultural good. especially when you have an industry that's nascent, right? It's not mature yet. So, right. So we're just trying to get that bill through these different committees, get as much bipartisan support as we can for that, get as many friendly amendments in there or keep out unfriendly amendments. Right. And then hopefully it will ultimately be signed into law by the governor, and we'll have a task force created that has a variety of different stakeholders, the marijuana industry being one of them. And we can really look to change some of these taxes and hopefully remove the tax burden, which is cumbersome for marijuana businesses. And yeah. I think ultimately it would lower prices for consumers. So good for the goose, good for the gander. So we've got that going on.
Yeah. The only bad thing is the state. It'll probably end up likely recovering less taxes. Like, they'll end up getting a little bit less, which that's, I think, the biggest reason that they have been dragging their feet. Like, yeah. Knowing that they know it's going to decrease what they're going to be pulling in, I think, is what their biggest heartburn is.
Yeah, and that's a fair point, Sean.
But it's like they have to have the interest of the industry being successful and being normal, then, you know, harming it and continuing this process just to get more money doesn't seem fair.
Exactly. So I think the Department of Revenue and some legislators looking at, okay, we have this defined tax revenue that's coming in. It's very straightforward, right? Yeah. So from a tax collection standpoint, okay, we have X number of businesses, we collect Y amount of tax, and then so we have Z revenue. But furthering the conversation is admitting the fact that the black market's not completely gone. Right. And that if we found a best fit tax, that we could probably not only get rid of a majority of the rest of the black market, like you'll never be able to get rid of all of it, but
right.
get rid of a lot of it, but then also entice business persons to come into the market and participate in a best fit tax structure, and over time generate more revenue for the state, even right. though the businesses themselves are getting taxed less.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Just connecting those dots is the tough part, like, you know?
You know, once you actually loosen up some of the flow of the product and you actually have it set more on a percentage-based price directly to the customer, it is cleaner to just have it be that, because then you're going to price it based on the quality it is, and then you get a percentage on that.
Correct. Like, you're much more realistic.
Not allowed to like gut the price just to customers just to keep the price low or the tax low. No, they still need to make their money. Everyone yeah. does. And retailers aren't going to just let things go. But you would still, if you're like in a vertically integrated system, and you know, you're vertically owned, like you own the cultivation and the manufacturing and...
Yeah, like Good Tech Traditions is quasi-vertically integrated, exactly. you know?
So you just say, oh, yep, nope, I'm selling the weed at, you know, $10 a pound from my cultivation to the retail. Well, yeah, but you're not going to do that when no. you sell it to the customer. So if you have it on the customer end of it and everything's just on the retail already has sales tax reports to do. So you just do the same sales tax report for the state. It's that simple.
Exactly. It'd be much, much more straightforward.
But, hey, we're actually running out of time. So we'll catch up with you guys next week. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to The Buzz on 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live on KFARradio.com. And you can also listen to all of our past episodes in our archived folder on KFARradio.com. Got any last words, Emmett?
Thanks for listening, guys. Go check out the retail and smoke a J.
That's right. Come to a show. And stick around for Dr. Looper with Health Talk after this.
You've been listening to The Buzz on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Good Titrations. To listen to this episode or any past programs, simply go to the website and search the archives page. The Buzz has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active.